All right. He said, but the natural man, what unbelieving man, does not accept the things and the teaching of and the revelation of the Spirit of God. For they are what? Foolish. Foolishness. What else? Absurd. Illogic. To him, he is incapable of understanding them because they are what? Spiritually discerned and appreciated. And he is unqualified to judge spiritual matters. But here we go. The spiritual man does what? The spiritual man, the spiritually mature Christian judges all things. So you're not going to, once you become God inside minded, you're not going to just let anything come out of your mouth. You are not going to grab up and just believe anything because somebody said it. No. You're going to make sure you examine it in the light of the word. Hello? Hallelujah. But a natural man, he think it's foolish for you to talk like that. But the spiritually mature Christian judges all things, questions, examine, and what? Applies what the Holy Spirit revealed. That's why you got the Holy Spirit in you. You applies what he revealed, not what somebody else said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go to the next verse. Yet is himself judged by no one. The unbeliever cannot judge and understand the believer's spiritual nature. For who has known the mind of and purpose of the Lord so as to instruct him? Anybody in here? Do you know anybody known the mind of that they know so well they can teach God, instruct him what to do? I mean, we probably tried it a few times. But you know anybody? No. Before you had a mind, he had everything thought out what should go in the mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To instruct him. But look what it says. But we do what? We have the mind of Christ. For what? To be guided by his thoughts and purpose. That's why he gave you his mind, so you can be guided by his thoughts and purpose. You won't be thinking crazy. The devil will not have the ability. You train yourself that way. You prepare. That's why you study the word, meditate. That's why you pray. That's why you do all those things, so you can get his word, his thoughts, his mind, so his purpose and thought for your life will prevail. And all the pitfall that Satan tried to set up will not work because he's been conquered. But he does not want you to know that. So he'll try to make you think there's something wrong with you. You don't qualify. Yes, I do, because God qualified me. What I need to do is become a good student and sit under a good teacher. And the Holy Ghost is the best teacher I know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Revelation 15:3. We're still talking about becoming. We're talking about how important it is to be God inside minded, to have his mind. You know, while they're putting that up, it says in the Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, but took upon him the form of a servant, being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also what has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Can you see what the benefit of becoming God inside mind? Let this mind, that's what God said. Jesus allowed himself to take on God's thoughts. And look at the position he put him in. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. And you know what? Because you will allow his thoughts become your thoughts, you will know by revelation you've been raised up and seated together with him. Now who's going to go to the throne of God and conquer Jesus? That's where Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. And he has raised you up and made you and me. We have been made sit together with him. So these things come against your mind, come against your body, come against your life, come against your family. You don't quit. You remind you, I am seated with Christ in heavenly places. And the seating tells me that victory has been won. The victory has been won. And I'm going to stay with it until it manifests in my life. Woo. So I'm not going to let discouragement you bring, Satan. I'm not going to let pressure you bring to me stop me. I'm not going to let bad talking stop me. I'm just going to keep doing it. If I hadn't learned it all, I'm going to keep doing it till I learn how to walk in it. This is mine. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. This is the last one, and then we'll stop. Revelation 15:3. They each held the harps of God, and they were singing the song of Moses, God's servant, and the song of the Lamb, mighty and marvelous are your miracles, Lord Yahweh. I'm reading this from the Passion. I'm sorry, I wanted this in the Passion. Lord Yahweh, God Almighty, righteous and true are your ways, O sovereign King of the ages. When you become God inside minded, you notice the song of victory that was wrought when the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea. They sang the song of victory. Pharaoh and his army got drowned in the Red Sea. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Jesus rose from the dead, he conquered every devil, every demon, every disease, and everything Satan had. And so it says, the song, then it said, and the song of the Lamb, mighty and marvelous are your miracles. Why? I'm telling you, because what Jesus have done, mighty and marvelous are his miracles that are work for you today. Philip went down to the city of Samaria where nobody saved down there, and he worked miracles. Hallelujah. Mighty. And so what are we here for? We're here, listen to me. These are my closing. We're here to take the miracle working power to this fallen world, this lost community, into this world. You need to know you got miracle working power on the inside of you right now, because the miracle work of Christ is that miracle. Hallelujah.